Pope renewed his offensive on August 30th, unaware that Longstreet had arrived on the scene to strengthen significantly the Confederate force. When a massive rebel artillery barrage devastated General Fitz John Porter's 5th Corps assault, Longstreet's 30,000 men counterattacked, crushing Pope's left wing and driving his entire army to Bull Run. That night and through the next day, Pope retreated along the Warrenton Turnpike northeast to Centerville and finally halted the rebels from sweeping around to block the highway between that town and Washington. The Union Army then limped back behind Washington's defenses, and Lee turned his sights toward Maryland. Pope, who had committed his share of blunders the previous 2 days, had repeatedly called for reinforcements from the Army of the Potomac. Halleck had wanted 25,000 men from 2 of McClellan's corps sent immediately to help Pope, but McClellan stalled, so they arrived too late to be of any use in the battle. Pope later complained of unsoldierly and dangerous conduct among McClellan's brigade and division commanders who did reach him. Incensed by McClellan's advice to him to leave Pope to get out of this scrape, Lincoln strongly suspected the Potomac Army commander wanted his rival to fail. Pinkerton gloated that Pope's defeat at Manassas was due to the culpable folly of the cowardly Halleck ignoring the genius and bravery of McClellan. As the Union's East Coast armies stalled during the summer and fall of 1862, Lafayette Baker was preoccupied with mundane detective work. His agent seized a schooner with contraband cargo on the Rappahannock River and investigated a superintendent for Samuel Felton's Philadelphia, Wilmington, and Baltimore Railroad line, accused of working with secessionists to destroy the line's bridges, a northern version of the headaches Richmond authorities had with Samuel Ruth.